We walked in.
Oh.
And this is an enormous skyscraper.
Yeah.
We had to go up to floor 25, but we walk in and we're like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
So there was like two security guards.
These guys were wearing like black suits.
Oh, yeah. Full. They looked like FBI agents. And we walk up to them and we're like, we're here to see Gary.
Hey guys, welcome to our podcast, People Bring Profit. Excited to be here today. My name is Chris Alexa, CEO and founder of Aspire to Be Hospitality Group, and I got my guy over here.
Justin Smith, CEO of Aspire to Be Hospitality Group.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Doing great. I miss my girl over here, Kimberly. She's missing the podcast today. She missed our podcast with Gary V. She's been head down, a lot of stuff going on with school board. Yeah, I guess when you're a school board official, you got to take a lot of time and focus
on
that.
Duty, right? Yeah.
They're hiring a new superintendent, so she's focused on that to bring a new superintendent to our school district. So we miss her today, but we left her seat here ready to kind of just inspire us to keep doing our thing, right?
They're in good hands.
They are. Yeah. And hey, just first of all, I want to start out, thank you for subscribing. Subscriptions, I guess they blew up when you go on Gary Vee show.
I mean, people were following for sure.
When you go to the, what's it called? 10 Hudson?
10 Hudson Yards.
10 Hudson Yards.
Right in downtown New York City. So, crazy.
Yeah. Yes. When you get invited to Gary Vee's own podcast, Gary Vee with Friends, it helps a little bit. You know, it helps our situation very well.
We broke 1,000, and that was one of our main goals.
It was our main goals when we started this.
And back even when we talked with Gary, almost 6 months ago now, we told him when we had like 400.
Yeah.
Hey, one of our goals is to get to May 1st to hit 1,000, and we did it.
We did.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys. Much. We appreciate y'all. We're out here just trying to get better at what we do. Just like when we started in this business, we didn't know a lot, and we try to get better at building a company and building, running restaurants and buying franchises and being more profitable, running better labors. We like to do a better podcast, and we're getting better at it. We get coached up a lot. Appreciate all the comments that come our way and questions that we have our way. But thank you again. But, what we need you to do is hit the subscribe button. That's what helps us out, know we're doing something well. But today's topic is what I wanted to talk about, is having the opportunity to visit with you, Justin, about the whole Gary Vee. I mean, we got to ask some questions, got to meet some interesting people.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to have a conversation with us about that, to share with the public that that podcast was shot live.
Yes.
I mean, it was live.
We were live on a bunch of the Twitch, YouTube, I think TikTok. It was live all over the place.
It was. And then they recorded it also, and it hasn't gone live on his actual YouTube channel yet. But yes, when we do, we will share that.
That'll be an edited, podcast with friends. It'll be on, your traditional Apple, YouTube, Spotify's, and that'll come out through a notification from Gary's main account. But yeah, that was the taping of the live show, which was just such a cool experience.
It was a cool thing to sit there and watch the camera or the monitor with people commenting and things.
And I'm a fanboy, so I know exactly what was going on there.
Yeah, so you know everything about it. But it was a really cool experience for me personally. To be on something that big is, and I want to start right there, like just going there, going to New York. Not a big fan of New York, really. I I've been there once. It's like the concrete city kind of thing. Not a lot of trees. But it was cool because we stayed at was not right where all the action is at for people that are going to take pictures and all that.
Yes.
It was kind of with all the working people. So it's really cool.
Yeah.
We started out, Justin brought me to a pizza place.
We did. So like the story of that day is we got a New York slice, and I'm from New Jersey. So like I have real high expectations of pizza. So I'm like, let's rate this thing like the Dave Portnoy. I'm like, man, this is like probably a 7.9 out of 10, little extra grease. Flavor was good. The undercarriage was real, real good. And I'm like, Chris, what's your score?
Yeah.
And
I went off. I said, this is a 10.
It's a 10. Yeah.
And you looked at me and said, we don't ever give 10s.
We don't give 10s.
You only get 8s or lower. And I said, in Texas, we got, we don't have this kind of pizza.
It's a 10.
And I, when I ordered, I got like a cheese. I just wanted the traditional cheese. Dude, it was this big, the slice. Yeah. Tried to fold it up. I sat there on a little bar stool watching all the people come in and out. And it was so cool.
For a little hut, it was so busy.
Oh, like line little, out the door, this it thing. Was, yeah. It was like in a little closet. But the lady waiting on me actually laughed because I think I have an accent. I guess I have a Southern accent, but that was where it started out. It was really cool to do that. So me and Justin, he took me the experience. You're from New Jersey, you know, that was brought up in the conversation with Gary V. But you took me around. We kind of walked around, did some stuff. It was really cool.
And walking to, so we have pizza, and then we make our way to 10 Hudson Yards, and we're at these, you know, we're figuring out how to cross the street, which was fun. And we see this guy with a Texas shirt on. So I'm like, hey, Chris, give him a fist pound. You know, like Southern hospitality, we're from Texas. And he goes and gives him a fist pump. And this guy wasn't ready for
He was a New York guy.
He was a New York guy
just
in
wearing
a Texas
shirt.
That's a fake Texas guy right there.
I was like, what's up, Texas? Yeah. And I tried to fist bump. He looked at me like, what are you doing? But then he realized, okay, I better fist bump this guy.
Typical New Yorker.
Yeah, then he fist bumped me. I said, hey, it's not COVID anymore. We can touch. Boom, what's up? So that was an experience. And then getting to the 10 Hudson.
Walked in. This is an enormous skyscraper.
Yeah.
We had to go up to the floor 25, but we walk in and we're like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
So there was like two security guards.
These guys were wearing like black suits.
They looked like FBI agents. And we walk up to them and we're like, we're here to see Gary.
Yeah, they stopped. They said, hey, what are you guys doing?
What are you guys doing here? You might be in the wrong spot because we're in our Aspire to Be t-shirts. This is how we roll. So, to write up those elevators, and then you go to what I think is something above and beyond TSA checkpoints at an airport.
Yeah.
And we get checked in, and then we go to this, like, spaceship elevator situation.
I want to back up. What's funny was when we got to the actual check-in, they were like, who are you here to see? And we were like, Gary V. And you were like, he said, do y'all have like an email, like a verification?
Yeah, we didn't have a confirmation.
And you were like, hold on. And I was like, hey, but we're on his podcast. And he goes, oh, you're on his podcast. And he looked on the list. He said, oh, come on.
I showed him the picture. I'm like, hey, that's me and that's Chris.
Had a picture that Gary V had posted on his LinkedIn or in all his other pages. So the guy was like, oh, well, come on in. You know, so it was really cool. But like the spaceship elevator, dude, that was unbelievable.
The doors opened, and actually this gentleman kind of sharked us, really nice guy, awesome hospitality, and put us in this elevator, hit floor 25, and like you'd snap and the doors opened, and it was like, oh, here we are.
It didn't stop at like 1, 2, 3. It went all the way up to 25 and higher, I think, and it was like, boom, boom. I actually got a head rush there, but then walking into his office, you were overwhelmed because, you know, V Friend stuff was everywhere, and they were waiting for us at the front door and kind of like...
We got to meet Zach and Tyler, who helped us out the whole way. And then getting over to his office, you see the massive enterprise that it is. Like the V Friends Team Gary, it took us a minute to get over there, is really small compared to this huge marketing company, VaynerMedia and the VaynerX. And this is where the 1 to 50 million people sit. This is where I'm blown away by that. Yeah. And it's just desks.
Yeah. And just computer after computer after desk everywhere. And it was cool because then he started kind of give us the whole rundown that they, you know, Pepsi, Bose,
Super Bowl commercials.
They do all the media stuff. It was really cool to kind of walk around and they gave us kind of a hand tour. It was really neat to do that.
Yep.
And then we get to where the man's at.
And we saw him in his office, like he was on meetings or something, and we were just kind of sitting there. I was blown away that he walked out of his office. So we were in there, we're sitting, and he comes out and he makes eye contact with us, right? Yeah. And I was very scared because I'm a big, admittedly, fanboy of V Friends and Gary, and I like a lot of what he stands for. I was nervous that I was going to get there and find out that maybe behind the scenes he wasn't as cool as I think he was, and he walked right over to us.
Yeah.
Shook both of our hands. Justin, Chris, what's up? Great to see you. Big smile.
Dude, like, this is going to be an awesome podcast.
And I got so pumped. And this was behind the scenes, didn't have to do it. He was in the middle of his working day.
Yeah. I kind of was like, what's up? You know, I was like trying to be cool too.
Yeah.
But we were kind of blown away with that. Now that kind of struck me, you know, that he's so big. I've learned this. I heard this on a rule back. You know, you're supposed to treat superstars like regular people and regular people like superstars. And it goes a long way with both sides of it. So he did do that. And it was really cool that moment. But I want to say this, right? So you got to go watch the podcast, guys, because we, you know, what they do is podcast with friends. Justin kind of gave me a heads up. There'd just be random people on there. You don't know who your guest or co-guest are going to be. So Justin, the night before, sent me the co-guest. He said, hey, I just found out Zach sent me. These are the guys going to be on there.
It was Vinay and Devin. So we had a social media influencer, serial entrepreneur meets, you know, big co-founder and CEO of up-and-coming coffee company, 80 stores, and then us as franchisees.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was such a crazy mix. And we got to meet both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Like before
pre-meeting, yeah. It was cool when they walked in. You know, but, Justin sent it to me. Said, hey, these are the guys going to be on. So I started, you know, the night before, like, you know, looking at my LinkedIn page, looking at their Instagram, looking at their TikToks. And the first guy, you know, big company, started his own coffee company. I think, oh, well, this is going to go well. We own Starbucks. And he's talking about taking down Starbucks. So that was kind of interesting. But then the Devin guy, I'm like, dude, Justin, I was like, this guy's going to be like, crazy. I think this was like the most interesting man in the world. So, you know, when he walks in, he had his own entourage. I mean, he had like physical people. I mean, sometimes we get followed around with a little camera here or there, but not like this guy. This guy had like two people videoing the
designated to taping his life.
Yeah, they videoed him. And he had people with laptops following him. And he, when I say bigger than life, I love the guy. I mean, immediately we hit it off.
Great energy.
Oh, dude, he was so cool. And we kind of hung out a little bit, talked about horses, has a ranch. He's got all kind of stuff. And how he loves the cold plunge, and you know, and I read about this, and this is what this is where I got. I don't get intimidated, from anybody. I mean, I get a little starstruck a little bit, but I can hold my composure. But this guy's like, his goal is to climb like ever the highest peak of every continent.
Yep.
So I read this, and I was like, so you're about to climb Everest? Yeah, I'm leaving next week. I said, you're really climbing Everest. People like die on this. He's like, oh yeah, I want to do it so bad. And I was like, dude, that is crazy. He said, then I coach a cold plunge five times a day. I said, I tried cold plunging one time, almost died. And he said, I do it five times a day. But just to know the guy, he was so cool. And, you know, we exchanged stuff. You know, I'm definitely following him on his Instagram. He's actually in Nepal now. That's going to climb this thing. So I got to follow this. He's going to document this thing.
That's crazy.
But yeah, he was over the top. So I'm thinking, what are we going to have to say interesting in this conversation when he's climbing Mount Everest?
I thought the same thing. I was sitting there talking with Vinay about, you know, we as a franchisee, and this is something that Gary says, is we get a little, like, we don't have to worry about where the beans are coming from or how it tastes the same and things like that. So I was having an awesome kind of nerd business combo as you were having that combo with Devin. But it was crazy. I've never seen you in a room, Chris, that you weren't the most charismatic, full of energy person in that room. And you take a lot of pride in that, or it's just who you are.
Yeah.
You were fanboying it a little bit on Devin because he had a lot of energy. And those two, when you got together with him,
I was like,
it's like, did we just become best friends?
I know.
You guys hit it off.
Yeah. I did, because I'm like, look at this guy. I don't know. He's 28. I'm like, dude, if I was 28, I'd want to be you. You know, I'm 50 now. So I was like, okay, I got to pass the torch to this guy. But I was fanboying it up a little bit with the guy, to be honest with you, because he was very interesting to talk to. And he had so much to offer. And, you know, business wise, we, you know, talked a little bit of business before. So it was cool. But then, you know, we get to the point, I did laugh at this because Gary was running a little late. And me and you were just like, okay, we'll just chill. His team was like, hey, he's running a few minutes late. He's in this meeting. We're going to shoot this here, and there's a few. And Devin was pacing. He was like, hey, we got to go. And I'm like, hey, man, I ain't going to rush Gary. But one thing I do want to say, this guy brought in eggs.
He did. Farm fresh eggs from his farm. It was pretty unbelievable to be in a New York City skyscraper, you know, just nothing but cement skyscrapers, buildings, and we've got these, like, farm fresh eggs.
This guy's passing around little six dozen of eggs to everybody in the office.
He was proud of them.
He's like, hey, these are my chickens raised these eggs. And I'm like, guy's climbing Everest. I want to back up and say he did do the marathon.
Yep.
Bear crawled. The only person to ever bear crawl the whole marathon. Took him like 20 hours.
Raised $1 million and then Cena matched it.
Like, yes.
Holy crap.
And I'm like, and he brings in eggs. So Justin, I was fanboying it.
Yeah.
I can't top that with my Aspire to Be t-shirt I want to give out. But hey, we got in the podcast room. Gary Vee invited us in. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the coolest moments, Justin, this is a question we have. Well, I'll start.
Sure.
I think the coolest moment was when we all sat down, they put us the mics. Mm-hmm. They shut the door, and he had his team in there. There was people all looking through the windows, and you couldn't see, if you watch it, you can see people, you know, walking behind us. And of course, Devin's team's back there videoing the whole time. Mm-hmm. And but it was a conversation we had before we went. I mean, we were live, but the voices weren't on, and before they kind of hit record, I guess. Yep. And we just had a cool conversation.
It was like we were all hanging out.
Yes, he was so open. It was like we were talking business and, you know, franchising a little bit, but more business and his mindset, our mindset. And I felt like me and him were going back and forth. You would dive in. Devin would dive in for sure. And it was just that kind of, Gary was like, after about 5 minutes of us jamming, as you say, he's like, hold on, we got to hit record.
We got to hit record.
There's some good stuff happening here.
Yeah.
So I thought that was one of the most interesting parts of it to know. And it makes me realize, too, I try to be this way, Justin. I know you do it. We try to be real. Mm-hmm. And he was real, man. He was so real at that point, you know?
Absolutely. For me, as a huge fan of, you know, everything Gary and V Friends, it was becoming comfortable and probably the most uncomfortable situation I've ever been in. So I absolutely love the community. I follow him, and I walk into this room, and I see this TV with a lot of people that I interact with on social media or follow and even look up to them, too, and they're doing amazing things. And I see the chat. And then I sit in the first chair.
Yeah.
And I'm the guy that like likes to think through things. I'm that leader that, you know, absorbs a lot of information and tries to make great choices. And it's like, you're going first with the guy climbing Mount Everest, the superstar CEO, and also you, who I look up to.
Yeah.
And that was probably the more uncomfortable situation that I've ever been in, just to share with the audience how I was feeling as you listen. But those are the moments that I strive for and I can't wait for at this point in my life to just, if you're going to do it, why not challenge yourself to get leveled up? But I was super nervous.
You were.
Yeah.
But you nailed it. You couldn't tell, but I know you. Mm-hmm. And I know how you and Kim are. You know, y'all like to kind of pre-think a little bit. It's but it was weird, though, because they had them marked. They're like, Justin, you're here.
Oh,
Chris,
yeah.
You're here.
That felt very Paul Brown,
they
right?
Definitely, like, they definitely put here. Devin over there on that side because he had plenty of room to do all this, you know?
Yeah.
And but you nailed it. I knew you felt uncomfortable, but then I have a post that it's actually teed up right now, and it's talking about being when you're growing as a leader or growing as an individual, it's like a tree. You know, the tree grows out towards the sun. And it you get rain on it. The longer the limbs are, the rain, and exposed to different elements, and it makes your trunk stronger, makes your base stronger, makes your root system stronger. And that's why we like doing this podcast, because it pushes Kim in an element that she's uncomfortable at, pushes you in what you're not comfortable at. But it's actually helped us grow as leaders, helped our company grow too. We're getting noticed by other people out there now.
We're hiring people
from our podcast, and Gary Vee staying coming up to us, and we're pushing ourselves to those levels. So I was super proud of you to do that.
You
exposed your branches way out there, brother.
Yeah, I was nervous.
You got a lot of sun and rain that day.
Yeah, heck yeah.
So you answered it. You did great, man.
Thank you. And we also got to open a pack of cards, which was cool, and tell a little bit about ourselves. So I know
I wasn't happy with my cards.
No, I wasn't either. And I know every single I can name off probably most of the characters without even seeing them. I'm that much of a fanboy.
Yeah.
But agreed. So I do want to circle back there and basically say, what is your favorite character and why, outside of what you opened?
Well, so I brought my Bullish Bull.
To get signed by Gary?
It's signed. It's autographed. He was like, 100%, dude. I said, I need you to sign this. And he was like, dude, what else? Yeah, let's do it. And I got Bullish Bull. And I own the NFT. Mm-hmm. I own one of his big NFTs. I bought it. Got a good price for it. It's gone up in value. And they all come in different. You go look at Gary V Friends. Look at V Friends. Justin's taught me all about them. And each of them, the characters, it's kind of like Pokemon, man. It's a game kind of too. And they all have characters, but they all have a true meaning. And my NFT that I own from Gary V, it's a Bullish Bull, and he's on an island. By himself, it's a little couple of palm trees, because I love the beach and I love palm trees, and that's where I want to move one day. And it has sharks circling around. And I feel like that's me. I'm the small fish in a big, big pond or a big ocean. People are out to try to get me because I'm a little guy, but I'm a bull. I'm standing on that beach like, come on, bring it. So that's my guy. This is my Bullish Bull is my character.
And yet the card you actually had to pick was the Wild Willy Boar, right?
So what Justin's saying is, so we're going to get Justin this. Yeah. So Gary Vee, he had podcast, watch it. He throws out these V-Friend cards, packages, and you open them like sports cards. And then he says, I want you to open each of them up, and you find the character that fits you the best at that point.
Yeah.
You got to pick out these four. So I got this, and I got like two big goldfish. I got a skunk and this wild boar.
And
so I'm like, dude, okay. So I picked the wily wild boar.
Because I'm wild.
And he said, why'd you pick that? I said, well, because I'm wild.
Yeah, that was awesome. I enjoyed that.
It was like, I didn't know what else to say to it because it was hard to connect to all those. I can't connect to a goldfish. I hate holding.
And there's
my
so
breath.
Many of them. It was total luck.
It was that. And what did you get?
So I got the Gracious Goose, which I definitely, I mean, I love the idea of graciousness, and it's a cool character. But I'm an accountable Ann fan.
Yeah.
I love the character. I think everything it stands for, accountability in my life as an operations leader, as holding myself accountable to someone that's been sober for 12 plus years and doesn't drink anymore. And then ultimately trying to, you know, one of the big pitches is to make these characters cool and relevant and these soft skills awesome. So accountability for me is I talk with Aubrey all the time, my 12-year-old softball player, and she gets frustrated sometimes out at the field, maybe, you know, with other people not doing the things they're supposed to be doing or holding themselves accountable. So it's a how we make that cool is you can only hold yourself accountable. You can be the best version of yourself. You're going to be on good and bad teams. But if you hold yourself accountable, you've got a much better chance of leveling other people up around you.
Yeah.
And they're going to make a choice to do that or not do that. So we have a lot of conversations. And I always go, hey, what's your favorite B-Friends character? And she goes, the accountable aunt. And she tells me where she's struggling in softball and how she wants to become a better leader. And that's it's helping me with all of my buckets. And that's the character that helps me with all of my buckets.
Yeah.
And it's also one of the more in the card collecting game. It's called a top tier character. They're really hard to find.
So is my Bullish Bull not top tier?
It's the number on there, 69. That's a, you know, tier two or tier three. The Goose is a 55. Okay. This is not. There's actually a game that's played. That's a really good strong character.
Okay, because I just want to hurt my feelings.
We just don't know what it is yet. Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know.
The bull is strong. We just don't know exactly what it is yet.
I can't wait till I find out what he does. But I gotta say something. You can never guess what, guys. Go watch the podcast. But I gotta say this, Justin. Devin, he opened his packet. Pack job.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And this then, happened. So then it goes around the table and it goes to Devin. And guess what he gets, guys? The Bullish Bull.
And not only the Bullish Bull, but a rare Bullish Bull or the foil they call it.
Yeah, it's like all shiny. Yeah. People are on that text like, hey, put that down. But the guys are, I'll take Bull. I said, hey, no, that's my character. And we had such a good go back and forth. And I was like, I want that guy. He's about to give it to him. And Gary said, no. And you were like, no, that's a rare one. That's
and he was
fold.
Butchering the card as he was sitting there. He didn't even know what he was holding.
He was bending it, twisting it, bending it.
Like, put a sleeve and a case on that thing.
Justin was freaking out. And y'all can't see it, but the screen's right here with these people on Twitch. And they're commenting on us. You know, they're saying different stuff and all kind of stuff. And you know, asking Gary to ask us this question, but they were like, hey, tell that dude to stop, tell Devin to stop
twisting.
They were,
the chat was telling it.
They were mad at him for that. But I'm like, okay, the most interesting guy in the world, he gets my dadgum card. So I did tell him afterwards, because he was going to give it to him, but then he kept it, which he should. And I think Gary autographed his also, too. But, you know, I told him, I said, I guess that's why we're soulmates, dude. So invite me to one of your parties or to one of your events one day. So that was a cool point.
So we go there and we do this. Was there anything that you saw as far as, like, looking at his people or his company or anything extra special that stood out to you that maybe we could think about for our company or just stood out?
You know, watching him in the office and then watching his people, you know, it's like everybody in there kind of had a job. They're all staying head focused, but they were such a community and a family feel. And, you know, they were allowed to wear whatever. You know, the guy, Zach, walked us around, and he had a cool little sweatshirt on, and he was all dressed kind of hip, but he had some slides on with socks. And it was like everybody's just, I want you to come to work and do your job at the best. And everything else just should work out, you know, because everybody's desks were decorated how they wanted it. It wasn't like this big corporate feel. That's where I paid attention to the small things. Like, everybody's desk had what they wanted. And you could tell, I felt like that's Gary's thing, too. Like, and what we do in our office. Like, everybody, we've been remodeling everybody's office. Everybody has a neon light that kind of, you know, resonates with them. Kim's has the praying hands. You know, Stephanie loves elephants. She has elephants. And we try to decorate her office like that. Pat is so go lucky, and he's got the big thumbs up in there, and it's all his how he is. And I felt like Gary has that impression on those people. But then one thing I did know is his office isn't like the it is on the corner, but that's where they shoot the podcast.
It's a small office, no larger than that little room we're in right here.
Yes, mm-hmm. and it's that's his desk with the microphones on it. That's where he's working from. And Justin's like, hey, he goes live all day. You can go to Twitch and watch him. You can't hear him. And that's where his office is at. So he's over the highlight big stuff. Like, I'm addressing some Italian suit. Just come to work, do your work well, and let's go for home runs every day and win. Mm-hmm. And I did pick up on that, too. It was very interesting in that.
Yeah. I thought I picked up on something that Zach said and just how I saw around the office of it was he led a couple times with Gary's vision.
Yeah.
And he was very aligned with what the vision of their company and what they were striving for was. And it felt very authentic to me. I also, one of the more fun interactions, and I'm not sure this was on purpose or not, is there was four guests and there was six card packs on the table.
Oh, yeah.
And I had no intentions of grabbing another pack or even asking. Maybe. But he, like, me and, you know, Gary looked at me and he kind of put the other two packs over. And I'm just like, I loved that interaction because it just, he is such a savage businessman.
Oh, yeah.
He is so smart and his public personality is very authentic and real. His companies that are he's running in, you know, his media, big media companies are very, very successful. But just he's so wired to every interaction he has to becoming better, doing better, and to just, you know, selling his brand and himself. And that $20-$30 card back meant as much to him as maybe the Pepsi commercial conversation he was going to have later that day.
Yeah.
And it was so cool to see that because every penny matters.
Yeah.
Although the desks were their own version of themselves, I bet you he has a pulse on every one of his employees.
I think, you know, what I loved, it's funny that those packs guys, go watch the video. He threw like six packs out. We each picked one. There was two left. And at the end of the podcast, he kind of like, Justin, he's like, hey, y'all take the cards you want. You know,
take
the cards. But he grabbed the packs and kind of put them back over here on the side. But you know what interesting part of that, Justin, is also I noticed too, we were coming to the end of the podcast and Gary Vee was kind of like, okay, what's, you know, because they try to shoot it pretty quickly, but ours went pretty long because it was a great conversation. And his guide, you know, whispered out, hey, do the cards, you know, and he's, oh, yeah. So he took guidance from his team.
Interesting.
You know, like, let's feed them. Let's, okay. Because sometimes I get busy and I need you to tell me, hey, let's move on. Mm-hmm. Or Kim's always like, Chris, enough. Let's go on. Talk too much. And so it was cool that he did that. But last one, you say that, Justin, I did think when I looked at everybody's desk different. I wonder if he scrolls around there at 10 o'clock at night and learns more about his employees. Like, hey, that's pretty cool. I like how they have their desk. I like how they're there, especially as he's looking to promote, you know?
He spends time with his team. He plays basketball with them in the morning. There were so many cool little nuggets that, I mean, he knows his team because he spends time with them and he pours into them. And he says it's tough to beat a worm from the dirt, meaning, like, if you're in working with your team, locking elbows, coaching with them, getting to know them, and spending the time that you have, you're going to much more likely be successful and get them to do the job that they need to do. So it was cool to see that and bring that back to our company and say, how can I be better at doing that as a leader?
Yeah.
How can I spend more
time?
You
know, to bring up the basketball thing, I knew we weren't going to – I'm waiting for my invite because Devin got invited. Well, he played basketball with Gary the week before.
Did he?
Yeah, you know, it was like, yeah, because you remember he had a scar on his arm. He goes, hey, did you get that? Did you get that from when we played basketball last week? He said, yeah, y'all kept tackling me. I'm like,
okay,
am I expecting an email from
Next
Gary?
Up.
Hey, come on, let's go play some basketball. The dinner, dude. Come on.
The dinner was great.
Went to one of his restaurants. They had a reservation for us. Gary's team made it for us. Gary owns this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, when they found out who we were, it was cool.
It was, and I made a little review that he actually shared, which was awesome. And it was so, I loved being able to sit with one of his,
Maven, was it?
Little Maven.
I would suggest if you're in New York, make a reservation, Little Maven. The food was great. Service was great.
And the conversation was so cool too, because we're dabbling and we're still probably very new in the whole social media podcast world. And we're a young company, so we can only spend so much time there. But sitting with Zach and picking his brain on how this, you know, billion-dollar enterprise runs social media and having him give us some pointers and say that he'd watch an episode and help us and critique it and just some mindset of like, stop making excuses and just do it. It takes 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Put yourself out there. Do it. And there was also some other things that we're working on as far as little pieces of software and ways to get really good at it. On top of just having some great convo and some good food and some drinks.
Yeah, it was cool, though. Two parts that I picked up on, and I shared this with my son, you know, and how to put himself out there. Because I asked Zach, how did you get this job?
Yes.
And the kid was like a, you know, major star college baseball player, made it to the pros, signed a contract, was in the minors a little bit, doing really well, getting paid good money, he said, but he blew out his shoulder, had to have surgery. But that time off, he was not happy. He said, I just wasn't happy what I was doing. He said, I love content. I love the media business and what everything was going. He followed Gary Vee. Then he went back, played baseball, and he said,
It's not for me.
He said, it's not for me. And he said, I didn't even call in sick or just didn't call in. He said, I just didn't show up. He said, I didn't go back to work. I didn't go back to baseball. And he said, so how'd you get the job with Gary Vee? He said, I follow him on LinkedIn. And he said, and one day he said, I just DM'd him.
And he said, like, the first three sentences I knew needed to be absolutely awesome and hook them.
Well, he studied about Gary Vee. He said he always heard that Gary Vee only reads the first two or three sentences. If it's not interesting, he's moving on.
Yeah.
And so he put up a DM, and he said it was 20 minutes later, boom, boom, he DM'd right back.
Changed his life.
He said, now every day I walk in this building. He said, every day I think my security card is going to be canceled. He said, because this can't be real.
Yeah.
And I said, what's a day in the life of you, man? He said, you know, most days, you know, when it's not heavy lifting weeks, he said, I'm 50, 60 hours. Other hours, every the weeks are 80. He said, depends on how much Gary needs from me. But the one thing you asked him, and I was so blown away with this, because I feel like this is me sometimes, you know, that I need to make sure I spend time, but this time management.
Yeah, so the only... you know, piece of, excuse me, negative or not even negative, just the, when you really dig down to the employees that we're all so busy and we're trying to make a difference. He said, I wish I had more time with him, right? Are you speaking to the 10 minutes? So obviously our employees wish they had more time with us. And if you're working for Gary, you'd probably love all of his time in a day. And it was along the lines of, like, I try to set up meetings, and the excuse is, like, I don't have time in my day to fit in that meeting.
Yeah.
I can't make that work. We got to push it.
I need 10 minutes for you. I don't have time.
But if you'll see Gary on a street corner with someone in need or needs a hug or some advice, he'll stop and spend 25 minutes, 30 minutes and cancel a meeting to pour into that person and make a difference. And that's just how he's wired. And from an employee perspective, that might not always feel great, but it is definitely serving the greater good. But it was really cool that he went to that. He got that real.
Yeah.
Like, hey, everything's great. This is insane. I wish I just had a little bit more time with him. And I struggle with internally that I'm his guy.
Yeah.
I'm in his inner circle.
Yes, inner eight circle.
My job's to make him as good as he can possibly be and vice versa, but he'll talk to a stranger.
Yeah, and I thought that was interesting that he said that, and I feel the same way with us. It's like, you know, he said that Gary will be going to a coffee shop or just on the street getting a cup of coffee or a bagel, and some random person will say, Gary, you know, I got a question for you. And just,
I need some help.
Whatever. I need some questions or talk to you. And he said he'll spend 15, 20 minutes talking to these people. He said, but then I poked my head in the office and said, Gary, I need 10 minutes. He said, I don't have it. And he said, so it's a struggle for me. I love my owner or my boss being that way. But again, I struggle because I need that time with him too for my growth and to help the company. And he said, so I caught on to that really cool. I was like, man, that's awesome, because I need to slow down a little bit too and make sure I spend more time with my people.
Yeah.
You know, and not just out in the community as much. I like doing both. You know?
Great takeaways, right? Yeah. It was just a podcast episode. I think we walked away with some really cool ideas and perspective and thoughts.
And that's one good thing about this, people, to kind of finish it up. At the end of the day, the podcast was great. It was great to experience stuff like that. It was a great for our company to be acknowledged like that. But, you know, when I'm out there and you're out there, but me as a leader, too, of my company, I'm always watching others. I told you guys, you got to pay attention to the successful people that are doing it right. Watch what they're doing. Pay attention to the people that are not doing it right. Catch on what they're doing wrong so you won't make those mistakes. And that's what I got out of that whole thing was, man, we were just like soaking it all in, like from even walking out from his restaurant, from walking in. I want to finish one thing, though. You were sitting there friending out with the V-Friend guys. I mean, y'all for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, y'all were just talking, just getting after it. So I kind of let you do your thing. So I kind of walked around the whole office. Then I walked up to one of the front desk again. There was a new lady sitting up there at the V-Friend's office. What's it called? The main office right there.
Vayner Media.
And I was like, hey, excuse me, where's the bathroom? And she looked, because I didn't have a badge on. Yeah. A lot of people had tags on. And I was like, she goes, are you supposed to be up here? Are you? And I was like, oh. And I said, yeah, I was in Gary V's on his podcast. She goes, I'm so sorry. Here, let me take you to the bathroom. It was really cool. But it was cool, Justin. I think it was experience of a lifetime for us.
It absolutely was. And I will definitely end with, I did have 20, 25 minutes after the show where I went over and saw they do a Fanatics live stream. Shout out to them. I absolutely love it. It's a great show. giving them a shot where they do the compete and collect V-Friends cards. So I got to meet the con man and Liam and take a selfie with Rips. And we chatted everything, merch, vending, and a like offline, unscripted, kind of just bounced back and forth. Had lots of questions that I always thought I'd love to ask them in person because it's not always appropriate, you know, in writing and whatnot. And it was the most meaningful part of it was all three of them that were there took the time, and it did. I feel like we could have talked for hours, and that would have been okay with them.
And they knew you from everything that you do on there too, from all the comments that you make on the chats and all that. They knew you. As your boss, but as a friend too. I took a minute and walked away and just watched y'all. And it's like, you know, watching you have your moment with like your hero people.
It was
like,
so fun.
You were so at home with that. So it was really cool. But hey, go watch the podcast. We're gonna be sharing it when it comes out. Mm-hmm. It was really interesting just to be part of that. So thank you again for tuning in, guys. I want to finish this up with hit the subscribe button. Go follow us because we got some more good content coming your way. Thanks again, guys.
All right. Thank you.